Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Teachable Moments. I am your host, Miss Tia Watson, and today, you guys, I want to talk to you about resisting life's shortcuts, okay? I ran across a story online recently, and it resonated with me quite a bit because I'm a parent. Although the story in and of itself, I believe, can, you know, apply to a number of different areas in a person's life. So I'm going to go ahead and read it and let you digest it as well. So a man found a cocoon of a butterfly, and one day a small opening appeared. The man sat and he watched the butterfly for several hours as it struggled to squeeze his body through the tiny hole. Then it stopped, as if it couldn't go any further. So the man decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors and he snipped off the remaining bits of cocoon. The butterfly emerged very easily, but it had a swollen body and shriveled wings. The man continued to watch it, expecting that any minute the wings would enlarge and expand enough to support the body. Neither happened, though. In fact, the butterfly spent the rest of his life crawling around. It was never able to fly. And what the man, in his kindness, had haste did not understand was that restricting the cocoon and the struggle required by the butterfly to get through the opening was a way of forcing the fluid from the body into the wings so that it would be ready for flight once it was achieved. Wow, I thought that was something else. And I found a verse that sort of tied together with it in James 1 verses 2 through 4. It reads, "Consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the test of your faith produces perseverance." Well, that's the main portion there. And so this week, you guys, the teachable moment message from that story is that sometimes struggles are exactly what we need in our lives. And so that's why it's important for us to resist life's shortcuts. Because going through life without any obstacles, what it would do is eventually cripple us. We wouldn't be as strong as we would have been, and we would never fly. So I really want us to think about this. I think about it as a parent, because a lot of times we as parents, we feel like we have to always be engaged with our children. We always have to help them do everything that they struggle with. But what we're really doing is we're crippling them, just like the man did the butterfly in the story. So after I read it, I know me personally, I checked myself and I thought about that. And I made a point in my mind and I said I was going to work on becoming better, because what parent wants to cripple their child, make them weak, all because we feel like we're trying to help and we're doing something good, but when in fact we really are not. So that, you guys, this week is our teachable moment message. I just want you to contemplate on it and think about how that might be true for you in your own life, whether you have children or not. I believe that, like I said before, you might be able to find another area in your life that may apply to. But if you are not able to resonate with that, then that's wonderful. Maybe if you see someone else in your life who can relate, you might want to share this podcast episode with them. But I really love that story because it serves as a reminder to us all to sometimes step back and know that everything doesn't require our help. Instead, it could just be a moment of allowing someone else an opportunity to grow. And we don't want to interfere in that. So that this week, you guys, is our teachable moment message. And as always, I thank you all for coming in and listening. Make sure you join us on our next episode. But until then, have a great week.